a fair result, I would say. I'm not going to come in here and lie and say Queens came and sat in and hurt us with a sucker punch and we just couldn't break them down. But no, I think the first half was both sides. There wasn't too much goal mouth activity. We had a couple of balls in from Josh Edwards. We had Craig's chance, a couple of set plays. Their first shot on target, I believe, is a goal. 30 seconds to play, but the second half, there were loads. It became a better game, I'd imagine, for yourselves and people watching. It certainly wasn't for me at times because we were chasing that equaliser then. Even credit to Queens, because I spoke to the coaching staff and they're the first team that have came here and done that for 90 minutes and played that way and kept at us. And when we tried to settle it or change formation, they didn't really change to suit us, which I think is credit to Willie Gibson and bravery from him. I don't mean bravery, it's good tactical work from him because he knew it was working and he knew we were the ones that were changing personnel, changing shape at times. So why would he? And they could have won the game. With some chances late on, we could have won the game with some chances late on. That's why I'm not going to stand and be bitter and say, look, we're disappointed. Look, we are disappointed, but I'm not going to stand here and say we should have won that game or they were negative. No, they came, they had a right go. Credit to them, but also credit to our group of players for showing real hearts and real character again. When you're down, when you've got a crowd that are demanding balls into the box and runs forward, which we want, because that then helps the players, because the players go and do it. But we've dug another point out, which we didn't know the results at the time, but it might be important. We don't know, it might not be. It's just we're too early in the season to even think that way. But again, it's still one defeat now. In no way am I standing here saying I'm pleased that we've dropped 2 points at home. But given the circumstances, given the way Queen of the South came and played, given that we weren't at our best for most of that was down to the way Queen's played, that we still managed to keep going and keep fighting and not got up off our knees, and we've done that a couple of times this season, and that's credit to the players at the football club.
As you said, you had to kind of change personnel, change tactics, thrown on Nicolai, and it worked.
Yeah, and like, see the big man, he can be gutted every week he's not playing, because he does a job for us every time he plays. Now, it's probably the first I'd need to go back and look, but there's no many times we've went the exact same team, exact same shape, week to week. Would I have done it again? Probably, because I don't think what would have done would have altered the way Queens would have played anyway, and they were a real threat, as I said. But he comes on, he trains great, he does. He's fantastic round about the place. I've not got a bad word to say about him, like in terms of attitude, desire, willingness to win, and what another great goal for him. And he scored important goals this season already, so delighted for him. He almost had another one, and then he's raging as well with one he missed that I can't remember because I think my head was fried by that point. But I think, was it Breeny or was it, who had the one that then comes back to Whiting? Was that?
I think it was Reece.
Reece Breen. So, yeah. But then they had some chances up the top end. But we know we're always players on the pitch, we're always going to get chances, I think. And it was tactical. Sam Fisher coming off, he didn't have any worse a game than anyone else. We just decided it was Sam. Chris Mockery, he's in there disappointed. I don't need to tell you how much I love Chris and the way he plays the game, but when you set a bar so high for someone so young and you just dip slightly below that, you feel disappointed. But that's why he's here, that's why he's learning. He's going to have a fantastic career and he's great to work with. But again, that was tactical, and then the ones that go on in terms of shape change, I think worked okay. Matty Todd came really, really into the game. Joe was excellent again. For me, I think Joe was the best man on the pitch, and maybe I'm being biased because he was in the Dunfermline team, but certainly the best player on the Dunfermline pitch today for me. But Chris Hamilton going on again and showing what he can do. So we've got a good squad and we'll use the squad. I'm probably talking more than now than what I did when we win. but I'm proud of him. That'll not sit well with a lot of people, because they demand results, and I get that. But when, as I say, when you're down and when people know you're down and you keep bouncing back, that's a sucker punch for everybody else, and they've certainly got loads of character in there to keep doing that, and we'll continue to push. We know where we are as a group from when we come in. We're still very early, and we're still getting our habits and our ideas across to the players, but what I can say is they're buying into everything, and and they're giving their feedback. So no, like, delighted with the group, not delighted with the result, but all in all, I could have just done this interview with this sentence. I think it was a fair result.